It's very strange. Gustav Mahler was famous to a great extent as an opera conductor and as an opera director. But as a composer, he didn't live for the opera, but for the symphony and for song. His compositions were unheard of, literally. Up to this point, no one had heard such things.
It is the greatest I have achieved so far. Imagine, the universe begins to sound and to ring. There are not only human voices, but planets and suns in their orbits.
Thus Mahler described his Eighth Symphony, a gigantic work also known as the Symphony of the Thousand, because 858 singers and 171 orchestral musicians were involved in the premiere in 1910. To have singing in the symphony had not been done since Beethoven's Ninth, but Mahler loved it. He wrote 10 symphonies, or rather 9.5, because the 10th was still unfinished when he died in 1911. Mahler's music had a revolutionary effect. Though he had actually not given up the style of composition of the 19th century, he had only drawn it out to its outermost borders. Nevertheless, he didn't earn universal praise. Mahler himself reported how the famous conductor Hans von Bülow reacted.
"If that's still music, then I don't understand anything any more about music."
Gustav Mahler was, so to speak, a part-time composer. That is, he composed almost exclusively during the summer holidays, leaving him time for his duties as conductor and opera director. And secondly, he lived on the land. He needed the inspiration of nature, the forest, and above all, the lakes.
"The lakes have their own language, and they speak to me. When I listen to them, then the compositions literally flow out of my head."
At each of his summer residences, Mahler had his own composing huts built in the middle of nature. In Steinbach am Attersee, in Meinig am Wörthersee, and in Toblach in South Tyrol. He rose very early and composed intensively for 7 hours, the rest of the day spent playing sport and with his family. In summer, Mahler was another man, much more approachable and more human than usual, as his wife Alma remarked.
"As a conductor, Mahler was a real star, and in his time as director of the Vienna Court Opera, from 1897 to 1907, the ballyhoo surrounding him took on positively modern dimensions. He had his first engagement at the age of 20. Following a couple of years in the provinces, always chiefly as opera conductor, he worked his way up to Prague, to Budapest, he was already director of opera there, and to Hamburg, and of course to Vienna as director of the court opera. In Vienna, he also became known as an opera conductor, and from 1898 he led the subscription concerts of the Philharmonic. But he never built up a good relationship with the orchestra, and after 3 years he stepped down. The end of his tenure at the court opera sickened him with a string of intrigues, and after that he wanted nothing more to do with the opera. He went to America and worked only as an orchestral conductor."
Gustav Mahler came into the world in a small village in Bohemia in 1860. At that time, his parents couldn't even afford new glass for the windows. 40 years later, he belonged to the rich and elegant society of the imperial capital, Vienna. The economic ascendancy that lay between was due essentially to Gustav Mahler's father. Gustav Mahler had 11 siblings. His favourite sister, Justine, looked after the housekeeping in his Vienna apartment on the Rheinweg until he married in 1902 at the age of 41. Mahler's wedding was a sensation. He married the beautiful, the idolised, and the 19 years younger than him, Alma Schindler, the stepdaughter of the famous painter Karl Moll. Justine Mahler was now relieved of her housekeeping duties. And only one day after Gustav, she herself married the legendary concertmaster of the Vienna Philharmonic, Arnold Rosé. You can find photos of Arnold Rosé and Karl Moll on the tree diagonally opposite, to the left of the exit.